USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Protesters in Hong Kong storming the legislature there today, marking the anniversary of the return to Chinese rule. They used a metal cart, poles, and pieces of scaffolding to repeatedly slam into the building's reinforced glass, which finally broke. The demonstrations continuing to protest a proposed law that would allow people accused of crimes in Hong Kong to be sent to mainland China to be tried. After saying last week it would do so, Iran is confirming it's breached its enriched uranium stockpile limit, violating the 2015 deal it had reached with the United States and other major powers. The Islamic Republic's foreign minister making the announcement today in defiance of a warning from European nations that also signed that agreement that President Trump has since pulled the U.S. out of. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eris, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The central United States is in line for some severe thunderstorms today, with heavy rains and driving winds slamming a broad stretch of the country from northeastern New Mexico and West Texas into southern Minnesota and Wisconsin. The NTSB is beginning its review of evidence following the crash of a small plane in Texas on Sunday that killed all 10 people on board. Witnesses and some video evidence seem to indicate that the plane simply veered off just after it lifted off the runway at the Addison Airport, slamming into a hangar.
We cannot confirm that there was an engine failure at this point. There are any number of possibilities that could occur, and as I said, we're not in a position to speculate on those kinds of things.
That's Bruce Landsberg, the vice chairman of the NTSB. The Vatican reaffirming Catholic policy that priests cannot reveal what they've heard in confession, even if governments are trying to find out. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Reports say former White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders is going to be writing a book soon about her time in the Trump administration. Axios is reporting that Sanders will be moving back to her native Arkansas and will relax with family for a month or so before she starts work on the book, then hitting the speaking circuit as well. Axios also reports Sanders is thinking about running for governor of Arkansas in 2022. That's a siren sounding in the Afghan capital of Kabul today, as security forces are fighting with Taliban gunmen who stormed a government building after a truck loaded with explosives blew up right near the defense ministry. Over 100 people, including about 50 kids, have been injured. And that's all coming as the U.S. and the Taliban are sitting down for another round of peace talks in Qatar. Facebook will be banning ads that discourage people from voting going into the 2020 presidential election season, the social media giant announcing it will start putting its new don't vote policy into place this fall. Facebook expanding its policies against voter suppression last year when it banned posts that spread misinformation about voting methods and election dates and times. Facebook still developing the new don't vote policy and is looking for advice from voting organizations. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.